Hello everyone,
and welcome back to the Anime Raiders Debaters podcast.
Today, we finally have our two hosts back with us.
And along with me, of course.
Nicholas and John.
So today,
we're going to be ranking every single curse technique.
And also, guys, don't worry.
We didn't forget about our Promethea part.
We're just doing a long postpone on it.
That's it.
Sadly, this is also a little more entertaining because curse techniques are cool and unique. So, without further ado, let's get into ranking curse techniques.
Nicholas, would you like to introduce us to our first one?
Our first one is Nomura Usukagi's curse technique. I don't know what it's called, actually.
It's called the straw doll technique.
As far as I know, it says here, by using her cursed energy and putting through her equipment, which is linked to her technique, she can Launch nails pretty far, doing pretty good damage, and by using her straw doll, you know, from spirit magic, she can deal extra damage.
Okay, I think we all have a pretty good idea of what this is now. What is your rating? I like it decently. I think it's good, but it's one of the techniques that you know the person is not that powerful, so I would rate it like a D+. It has potential, but it's very limited in what you can do with it.
Yeah, so I'll go C minus.
Yes, I say that.
Yes, it's not flexible at all.
Wow, we are very much upgrading right now.
Okay.
John, would you like to introduce this next one?
The next one is severe slicing.
And then I think it's pretty cool technique. Really, 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 really,
attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, can I mention a few things about this that you didn't? I've actually looked very much into this curse technique. So the slashes, most of the time that's dismantle. They're weaker and they can be sent from afar. However, cleave will cut anything in half, no matter what. However, it is limited. He can't fire cleave. Only if it's domain expansion. In order to use cleave normally, he has to touch it. And then there's Spooga, aka his legendary flame arrow.
Yes. No reason to explain.
It's just basically JoJo's fire stuff, except better.
Also, Why does Sukuna have a bunch of cutting techniques and then just a random fire arrow?
I actually have no clue what it was. Everybody's confused why. I don't know, maybe he's just like, I have some cool cuts, and I have a flame arrow too. I assume it's for like the things that are in the cups.
But like
an arrow is just a
Some things are like completely immune to slicing and it just won't run on them. Oh my gosh. Okay, but it is cool. So I'll rate it S tier.
I mean, it has to be S tier.
It's definitely S tier.
Okay, next up, Jogo's Curse Technique, which is not named, but it's based on volcanoes and natural disasters, mostly volcanoes. It's kind of just explosions, and he has a dome expansion as well, where you're in a volcano. I think that's basically it. But fun fact, that's actually based off of real life in real life. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, nothing special about it, but it's cool. I like fire, right? It's very interesting. I like it.
Really? I would say it's pretty basic in my opinion. The only one that's interesting is when you use that purple thing on Jojo. The purple thing. Okay, so actually a lot of these don't have regular names, but they do have a bunch of fan canon names I've learned over time. A lot of people call Jojo's technique Pyrokinesis.
Alright, that makes sense. I would say it's A tier?
It's good, and it's very flexible. I like it.
Next up, John.
The next Christmas thing that we'll see here is Hanamine. Hey guys, can we pause? Yeah, my machine just said goodbye.
So you guys are gonna have to introduce the last of these.
Okay, sounds good.
Not a big deal. All right. Continue.
This next Christmas technique by user Hanami is willed by a curse and just basically allows you to control flowers, which could manipulate the user's actions and stun them, and he can also control wood. See, this power was pretty short, and I think it's pretty good, but I don't think it's too good, but I don't think it's too bad. I think it's like a B minus.
From what I've seen of wood, obviously this is probably less, you know, I do agree with you here, but what I've seen from wood in anime, everyone that has wood is powerful. I don't know why. Demon Slayer, Hantengu's final form is just wood release. Hashirama is literally just wood release. Hanami is literally just wood release. I can go on.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little more in depth on what he can fully do. So Hanami's plants are a specific type that he usually uses. So you know how raw technique can form these marks on your body and do stuff like that? So he has plants that kind of work like that, and they take your cursed energy and a little bit of life force. That's pretty neat. Like the Demon Slayer technique called Vampiric Trees.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. Also, this, as far as I know, doesn't have even an unofficial fan name.
People just call it plant manipulation? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was called that.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it release. Okay, so how good would release? What was it again?
B plus? B plus. Yeah. B plus, B minus. It's somewhere around there.
Yep, so be plus, I suck.
Oh, and also, guys, if you want a little snippet, you know, just to be funny,
my printer is literally not shutting.
Okay, I'm going to destroy this thing, but anyway, let's continue.
Okay. Another thing to mention, I totally forgot this while talking about Chris Technique. His Bin expansion is literally useless.
What's it do again?
It makes plants, like a little flower. Yeah, it doesn't force you to do that. That was just Jojo. And then Sukuna comes in, and does the same thing. Okay, anyway.
Everybody, this is my character. I know, I'll introduce this one, because this is the last one I remember. My machine died. Another little snippet. Okay, do you know what it is? It is Nonamy's Curse Technique, which is basically you can sense CV weak points in your enemies. So let's say I was going to stab this person, but I wanted to stab him effectively.
I would use my curse technique to stab him effectively.
You guys can go more in depth.
To be honest, I'm not too crazy about curse technique. No, it's really just that you don't really have to have this curse technique to use it necessarily, because let's say in a world where curses don't
I guess if you're just like a doctor or someone who's obsessed with science, you would know the normal weak points. So even I know the normal weak points, and that is because I, okay, so going more in depth, it basically creates a weak point that you can use. Can we even go more in depth than this?
You can't actually do that. I mean, I guess if you do something a little weaker than a black flash for every attack you do. But that's it. I did find something else. I forgot to say this. I think you said it, but you didn't really say it intentionally. Not only could it sense the weak points, it could create weak points. Yeah, it creates the weak point that you can't have.
Wait.
I guess that's a little more useful, but why would you want to create weak points when you can just use the initial ones that are on the body?
I get it with curses because they're built differently, but you become a doctor, you know they're bad at me. So I guess this is trash, actually.
This game is good on paper, like, okay, I can hit them in the weak spot every time. If there's an obvious weak point on our enemy, they're not gonna be like, oh, let me just look over here so you can hit it. No. He's gonna have like a shield on that or something. Just plaster some friggin' duct tape on that or something. Whatever. This seems really decent on paper, but it is even worse in theory. It's even worse in field. It's terrible. I don't like it. Okay, what are we rating this piece of curse technique? I'm even just starting to wonder what a domain expansion would be.
Domain expansion! The same thing as I can already do!
Domain expansion, infinity points.
So you can just flick them and you hit their weak point no matter what? Issue! If it's a Kuna, you're still dead.
I like the character, though. The character's pretty cool and strong.
Yeah, but if somebody else had it, I would.
Alright, this is F tier.
Can
we move on?
I think F plus. I mean, good work.
I was gonna say F, so it rounds out to F.
Alright.
And the next, which is now actually my turn. Mahito's Idol Transfiguration. It allows you to shapeshift anybody you touch or in close contact to by shaping their soul. It's very unique, and you can make them slowly die, or you can make them explode.
I think quite literally this one is terrifying, and I probably didn't actually go into full depth of what his curse could do.
When you consider this, there are so many things he could have done. He could have made his arm into a saw blade and cut your Orion.
What if he just made it into a gun?
Yeah, he did that once. No, I mean like a full rocket. He could have done that. What if he just formed his arm into a tank?
The larger he becomes, the less efficient it is. Oh, make him a skyscraper. Then he literally cannot do anything.
He'd have to have multiple bodies. Speaking of that, there are actually a few techniques you probably did not know this has. Like, there are two skills. One, he can combine a few different people, which are referred to as souls now. He can put them into one body, which he calls polymorphic soul or isum. It's basically like a golem. He can control it kind of, and it's useful, and one of his maximum techniques, where he makes his body incredibly durable and incredibly strong.
Wait, hold up. I just realized something.
The two things that you just said are exactly like what Kyoko did in DB Player.
His last form, he made his body more durable and stronger, and before that, he made a bunch of humans into one monstrosity.
Can we move on, please?
This thing is intended to death if you tap your opponent.
Can we put it in A plus tier? No, not tier. It's S tier.
Well, yeah, I guess that's fine.
Our next curse technique is Momo. Momo's curse technique is basically where he has big ears, he's small, works with Avatar Aang and the whole crew.
So Momo's curse technique is basically where he has big ears, he's small, works with Avatar Aang and the whole crew. Sorry guys, it is just Harry Potter, she flies a broom, her broom has an interest, channeling and energy in and everything. It was just Harry Potter in my opinion. I mean, I guess this is cool, but the issue is, is this only with the broom, or can she do this with any curse? Because this should be with any curse, and that would be really overpowered. Like, you remember the inverted spear of heaven?
Yeah. If she got her hands on that, how strong would she be?
Yeah, she can make someone. Like, if she got her hands on multiple curse tools, she could just make them fly.
So if that was the case, then she might have been caught here. However, you can only do it with brooms.
Yeah, so this is dumb. I hate it. So is it almost F tier, or is it F tier? I think it's trash tier. Alright? Yeah, I agree. F tier. Just kidding, trash tier. We hate it. We wish it didn't exist. Send it back to whence it came.
Alrighty, boys, next up is your turn?
My turn.
Okay, it's construction. I think you know what it is.
You can basically just create anything you want with curse energy.
Pretty simple.
Only one drawback.
Oh, what is that?
The drawback is it takes an insane amount of personal energy to make something like a bullet. Like, it is so inefficient. If you have, like, mountains of cursed energy, you can make whatever you want.
Just
like,
become Gojo and you'll be fine.
She can only do it once per day. So a regular sorcerer, like let's say you just learn sorcerer stuff, and you have construction, you're hardly going to even be able to use it. You're going to need a cursed tool just so that you can use your technique.
Oh.
Well, I mean,
but we're not talking about the person. We're talking about the cursed thing. Well, but that does come with cursed things, so...
Yeah. So the other person who has this, yes, there are two. It has that much cursed energy and can recreate anything on Earth except a special great curse tool.
Okay.
Can I introduce the next one?
But what do we name this one?
The potential in this thing is crazy.
C minus, C plus. For me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think C plus.
I mean, it's not that cool. You can just create anything.
But if you're creative, this could be perfect.
Yeah. But I'm not, so it's not. John?
Next one is my favorite. I love the technique.
Oh, God.
One, I love the name. Dude, this technique is awesome.
Also, it has extreme potential.
So think of it as you're fighting Dojo, and it's about to hit you, he swaps places, boom, go to set.
This is insane.
This is too overpowered.
I mean, this is pretty strong. I do like if you have an ally, this is just like three times better. Awesome.
Yeah, remember how Toto and Yuji jumped on me.
I mean, on me. I get the names mixed up so much.
Okay. For me, it's not hot tier, but that's just because it's not my favorite cursed technique, but it's S tier. It has enough potential, and have you all been keeping up with Jujutsu Kaisen? Yeah, Ichidorian made a train station for...
Guess what? Toto got a buff, too.
What did he get? So, because he lost a hand...
He needed a replacement so that he could use Boogie Woogie again.
Okay. So he did.
Have you ever heard of a vibraphone?
No. It's an instrument where at the top there's this ball, and it vibrates, making a sound down to a little box, and then it makes music.
Okay. Here's the thing. He only has the part that vibrates. He can slap it and swap 50 times per second.
Oh my God.
What are you gonna do?
Oh my god, it's like you want to be speed, but I'm faster than light speed, so it doesn't affect me. Honestly, with the upgrade and no clue what the domain expansion could be, this is basically just broken.
If you know what to do, old four S tier, new four, I think, all tier. Yeah, I agree. Okay, next up is I don't know, so Nicholas can introduce this next one. Okay, so this is, give me a second to say it right, Yoshinbu Gakkanji's
curse technique, and I'm pretty sure he's the principal of the school that everybody goes to in Jujutsu Academy. Yeah, okay, so his curse technique allows him to... Okay,
So he can use music to make Chris energy blasts.
Yay!
Yeah. It is surprisingly underwhelming.
Can't you just do this with cursed energy?
This is so bad that...
You could do this normally. You just have a giant speaker, play a guitar, boom, blast it away.
That's a good point.
Wait, seriously, this is...
You should start something. You see this in Back to the Future, where you use the giant speaker.
Oh, yeah, don't you?
This is just...
This is so bad. It doesn't even have an unofficial planning. Nobody even talks about it.
Why are you the principal?
It's pretty ironic how no one talks to it because the whole point of it is talking.
Actually, I'm pretty sure he can't use it with singing. I'm pretty sure he has to have a musical instrument.
So if you're just stuck at playing an instrument, you can't do anything?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Should we? Is it
frown tier? This is not frown tier. This is not trash tier. This is trash bin tier.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I hated it that much. Get it out of my sight now.
Okay. Well, here we are. Well, I don't know where we are because I don't have a map. So you guys can go.
This is useful. It's
kind of cool. Hold on, guys. Can he manipulate his blood outside his body?
Yes.
Wait, can he?
He can.
Never mind.
Alright. There's a thing.
Oh my gosh, guys, it's like Yutaro.
But, actually, yeah.
Here's the
thing. It's... Wouldn't that just kill you?
No. There's a thing about that. It doesn't, like, immediately expel all of your blood. If you're like a curse or something, or half curses, the user of these techniques, then you can basically just make more blood, especially if you use something like RCT, then you basically have an infinite amount of blood as long as you build your curse energy. And we see how powerful Yutaro is. This seems very underwhelming. It seems like, you know, I mean, cool, you can do that. Ever heard of piercing blood? Ever heard of, I don't know, like the slashes in the air?
Have you heard of the Kitsurugan?
We don't know if you can control blood in other people's bodies, but if you cut the opponent and inject your blood into their body, who knows, maybe you control them like a puppet.
Speaking of which, we might have those, but no spoilers. Okay.
So, what are we rating? What's his name? Aso.
What are we rating? Aso. Is it you? Let's just call it blood manipulation.
Alright, that sounds great. I think it's very flexible. It's very nice. And I say it is a very interesting...
Wait, Nicholas! One second, can we back that up? No, it is very cool, but it's funny how you said nice.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I think it's an A+.
Yeah, I agree. It's cool. It's very, very nice.
You're not going with this, are you?
No. Okay, anyway, we should probably move on to,
I don't know.
Okay, wait, I should do this next one. I'll do it. So the next one is called puppet manipulation. Basically, the user, Koichi Muda, I don't know his name either, he can manipulate a bunch of these puppet slash clones, they look like robots. He can manipulate them, and there's only one issue.
Yeah.
These clones can use cursed energy. They're strong and all that, but there is one.
He needed a heavy restriction to use this effectively.
He needed this different version of heavy restriction. This is a version where he sacrificed his arms, his legs, and his ability to be out in the sun without feeling excruciating pain so that he could use these puppets in a wide area.
Yeah, F tier.
You need a lot of cursed energy to even keep up a fuse.
Yeah, let alone it would be nice to have legs and arms.
I mean, the heavenly restrictions come with a technique, but it's necessary to use it very well. So, frown. I'm unhappy with this. I am frowning from this. Okay, next, Brayden, I think we saved you a pretty good one.
First, spirit manipulation.
Gato's technique.
Go back, you guys gotta get to this. Okay, that sounds good. What is manipulating again? Oh yeah, manipulates cursed. Okay, hold up. Do you want me to run down? Doesn't it get, aren't you just able to manipulate cursed energy really well?
No, it's cursed spirit manipulation. You can control curses.
Oh, I thought you said cursed manipulation.
So it allows you to manipulate curses, and basically, if they're a certain degree weaker than you, you can just immediately absorb them into this little orb, and then you eat that, and then that's how you absorb the curses.
Oh wow, that's weird.
I have a problem with this.
How does he not choke on the orbs?
It's a good point, actually. He's magic.
I mean, it makes sense, except it doesn't. The thing is, it's not limited at all.
You can do any curse as long as you defeat them a little, as long as you be like a Pokemon trainer and beat them up a little. You can absorb any curse. If Sukuna was a curse, yeah. If Gojo was a curse, yeah.
Could you beat up cursed Gojo? If you could beat him up.
Then you could have him.
Except you can't, but if you could, then these are just like Pokemon.
This is really just Pokemon, the curse technique.
So what are we doing? The thing is, you need to figure out a way to get a lot of curses fast in order to use it.
I mean, when you're just a sorcerer, that's really useful. Like, instead of having to exercise all of the curses you see around you, you can just absorb them and use them later.
That's cool.
But the thing is, where are you going to find strong curses? And how are you going to defeat them if you don't have them?
I know. Like, if you're automatically weak,
then this is useless.
That's a good point.
Yeah, if you're strong, where are you finding strong curses? It actually says this in the first episode. Abandoned hospitals, schools, abandoned buildings, because those are where all the negative energy comes from. The more negative energy, the more curse. That makes sense. In other words, go to Orc Country.
Okay, well, I can imagine, like, oh my god.
So, in other words, this can get exponentially overpowered if you're not weak.
So, what are we doing?
A plus, because it's absolutely broken in potential. It's just difficult to start off.
Unless you get a teacher like Gojo, and then you instantly...
Did you know Gedo was actually friends with Gojo?
Yes. Okay, I thought you said something. We see it a lot in the third season.
Good, because I never actually got a chance to watch any episodes.
I did. Okay, anyway.
What's our next technique? John?
Our next technique is Tengen's technique, which I actually don't know how this works. The Tengen's technique basically makes him immortal, but it has two drawbacks.
Mm-hmm. One, and this will tie into the second, so just hold on for a bit. If you run out of time for the immortality, yes, it has a time limit, then you will devolve into a curse. And we're not sure if the immortality techniques keep up with that. But Tengen is really strong. Why did he get the star plasma vessel? Because his technique makes him immortal, of course, it's going to need something to keep him strong, which is the star plasma vessel. It refreshes him and his technique so that he can last a few more thousand years.
But that doesn't make sense. I think you have to be immortal. And there's another issue. We do not know the actual limits of this technique.
Like, can you survive dying with this? Like, is it actual immortality?
Good point. Okay, this is kind of useless.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get any attacking potential. If you're planning on being a dictator, or you're planning on just making and helping a bunch of other people, then this is really useful because you can just survive forever and help people. That's cool. But what if you want to fight?
you grab a knife and start swinging.
Yeah, we don't know if this is actually keeping you alive in a fight. I'm actually pretty sure this is just eternal life with extra steps.
Oh, it is completely useless.
I guess I'm going to read F tier. Well, it's strong. It makes you literally immortal. Eternal life is something...
Wait. Oh my god. Just because, if you want this technique, you know what you could do instead of using this?
What?
Become whatever cocoon is right now. Become the vessel thing.
F tier.
You can do the exact same thing with a little extra steps.
Shall this be our final curse technique?
Actually, no, we have two more. Unless we're not doing Genjaku?
We'll save it. Okay, so the last one is the cloning technique.
So is it my turn, you guys?
You can clone stuff with that.
Actually, you can only clone yourself.
Wait, I thought you could only clone people. No, you can clone Shadow Clone Jutsu. You can clone yourself four times, but that's including you, so that's four. And you can swap with any of your clones.
Now this would be really good in theory, again, a lot of things, like if you die while you're on clone technique, I'm pretty sure this implies that you immediately swap your clone and clone will die instead. Therefore, you can also just swap clones outright. Therefore, I can place a clone at any major continent in the world. One where I'm currently at, and like the three others everywhere else. If I can manage that, then that means I can just keep making clones until I'm immortal. I have a question. Are these clones, are there just five select clones, or if one of the clones dies, can you get another one? I think you can.
That's broken. That's strong, but okay. That's really good. You can swap with your clones anytime.
This probably takes a lot of energy to keep up, so just have one hanging behind you, like a mile back, every time you're in a battle. So you just, you know, you don't die. This is literally the immortality technique, but no eternal life.
Am I the only one who wouldn't want to be immortal?
No, I hate being immortal.
I mean, I would hate Tengen's immortality, but like battle immortality sounds sick to me.
No, not just about being immortal in general.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's a curse.
You know what else is a curse?
This technique.
Oh yeah, I hate it. It's good.
I know.
But seriously, this is good.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna say A minus.
I'm gonna go with A minus. Yeah.
So you can swap clones anytime you're in danger. That's cool. I like that. Only one issue, which was probably already implied. These clones are, I think, just about as strong as you. Which means if you're weak, this is still useless to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so we're saving Jocko's technique, and that means Brayden, please do the outro.
Alright guys, thanks so much for watching this podcast, or listening to the podcast. Don't forget to write a review, donate, like, and have a great morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, morning.
Did I forget one? Yeah, afternoon, evening, midnight, and afternoon, evening.